Edition. All right, we welcome back our friend Dave Gerdes from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. How you doing?
Wonderful, Scott. Great to see you guys. It's been a while.
Great
it's
to be seen.
Yeah, especially in this mist, right?
Yeah, how about it?
It's there so soupy out there today, but I guess it's kind of appropriate, right?
It is.
Now, are you? We exchanged messages a while back. You know, obviously we do that a lot, scheduling all the different guests we've had and so on, which is great.
Yeah.
This is like the slow period for you guys, or what?
Well,
it's all relative, I guess.
It's relative. Yeah. I mean, for instance, I was on a Zoom call this morning at 6 a.m. with some international operators about a tour series next year. So, as far as actual visitation to the area, we're about ready to enter a 7-week period where, because of the holidays, because of the students not being around, the volume does slow down. There's still events taking place, but you don't have the heavy volume that we've had, for instance, the most, October, September. Whether it's football weekend or not. But, yeah, so technically we do kind of slow down. We're kind of wrapping things up. But, yeah, to your point, we're always we're working for the next summer, the next fall. There's always a lot of things going on a daily basis.
It really is amazing, some of the events that we have. And part of it is because of Penn State, as we've talked about, obviously the football weekends at the top of that list. But it was funny. I was just every now and then you just kind of, or at least I, just kind of forget about, all right, this is opportunities coming up. We just happened to be driving by. Actually, I had to take our kid to the emergency room again last night.
Whoa.
But we're driving back and passing the Jordan Center. And I'm looking at the upcoming shows, not just on the marquee, and it's like, and I'm going to forget now, but I mean, there's concerts, there's Dancing with the Stars stuff,
Cirque du Soleil,
there's Cirque du Soleil,
back,
which yes, and I'm like, just there. If you look at that over the next, I don't know what, 6 months or so, it's like, holy cow, is that an amazing? Just that alone.
Wow, that is
what cool opportunities we have locally. And it just got me to think, I knew obviously you were coming in this morning. But, man, we really do, we have a lot of really unique things that come here, in part because of Penn State, in part just because of the area. But I'm hoping people take advantage of just exposing yourself or your kiddos, and that's what was making me think. It's like, and we've taken them to Cirque du Soleil. Like, I think getting those opportunities to see and experience different things, whether it's plays on campus or the movies that were in here with the Center Film Festival.
The Film Fest last week,
I'm hoping people are understanding and taking advantage of some of these opportunities to maybe expand our own horizons a little.
Yeah, and I think they are, Jeff. I mean, we see it. We see attendance growing in a lot of the events throughout the year. I mean, that's the value of living in Happy Valley, even though it's, population-wise, we're low comparatively to other regions. But we have a lot of at our disposal because of the university.
Yeah.
And we can't ignore that. And whether it's sports, whether it's arts and entertainment, whether it's just academic based programs that are offered throughout the year. And our job is we kind of wrap around that. You know, we provide that other layer of things to do. But you're right. Al and his team at the Jordan Center have done a great job lining up. They have a tough job because they're trying to find those openings between basketball and the other activities that are going on at the Jordan Center. I think we've got I know the HVSEA is involved with a few events in the first 4 months. I think there's a big wrestling tournament going on out there sometime in March. It's challenging for that staff and that team, but they do a great job.
Sure, they do.
They do a great and you've got to understand too the scheduling that has to take place because a lot of those acts have choices. You know, in the state of Pennsylvania, and I won't name those other locations, but they have choices and you know, they elect to stop here or somehow connect those other stops with a drive-by, at least here in Jordan Center. You know, last week it was announced Pennsylvania Restaurant and Association had their annual meeting. Restaurant and Lodging Association had their annual meeting. The state announced five locations for concerts to celebrate 250 PA. We were named as one of them. Now, we're not quite sure on the details of all that, but it's going to be sometime in May. But one of five locations around the state, that's not going to be in Beaver Stadium. We already know that.
Yeah.
So it'll be at the Jordan Center. But it is, you know, I always get a little... I get rubbed the wrong way when people say we're located in the middle of nowhere because, okay, maybe, but not really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, it was funny. We were going through some visitor reports, some new intel that we get. And I know the airport talks about leakage all the time with people that are living within our immediate area and they traveled other airports to catch flights. We have the same thing. The previous 12 months, we have had over 400,000 people who come through the county, stop, and do some things here, but are staying, leaking in neighboring counties. And what's it takes a while to let your brain wrap around that. It's the first time we've seen that report. So we're trying to dig a little deeper to see are those people that are just residents in those neighboring counties or are they actually overnighting in those neighboring counties?
Sure.
So, yeah, for a place that's in the middle of nowhere, we certainly spin off an awful lot. And it's quite an economy here, but we don't slow down. It really it for us it's 12 months a year. You know, we are wrapping up one calendar. We operate on a fiscal, so we're only in the middle of our year, if you will.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to be done, a lot of groundwork. It's so competitive. You've heard me say this before. It is so competitive out there for that tourist dollar, and even more so now. We're noticing people. They're traveling, but they're not spending as much. So they're a little more sensitive to what they're spending. Hmm. So it's become even more competitive, and it's so noisy. You know, our competitors south of us are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. They're inside arenas. They're on the airways. They're on boards. They're on TV. And again, next year is going to be a big year for the state of Pennsylvania. There's a lot of major events happening here.
Yeah.
And we expect to take advantage of some of them.
All right, so what is this crystal ball? All right, you said crystal ball 2026. Are you like Nostradamus now or something?
Oh, boy.
Or, what's going on?
What was it? Who was the guest on Johnny Carson with
Carnac.
Who did he play with the envelope?
Carnac.
You're going to give me an envelope here, and I've got my turban, right?
Back when nighttime TV was actually funny.
That's right. Well, that's right. Yeah, people stayed up to watch, right?
All right.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I'm very optimistic about next year. I think because of those major events, you know, our region, you know, we've got a steady calendar of events right from mid-January, up until Memorial Day, really. And even on Memorial Day, there's some new events that are popping up. We've got, of course, the Big Ten Championship Wrestling Tournament is going to be here in March, which is, you know, we don't get that every year. So that'll be an add-on in the month of March. And we've got the State Games of America. I think Eric's been in here recent weeks talking about that at the end of July. There's going to be an outdoor rec announcement about a major competition that's coming in the middle of May. I think they're due to have a press conference around December 2nd. I don't know if Eric alluded to that while he was here or not, but that's just it's further validation of the desirability to be here in Happy Valley and compete and enjoy our. So I am very optimistic about next year. I think with the state, you know, FIFA, with the World Cup, you're going to get some overflow from that, hopefully.
Yeah.
A lot of golf tournaments, All-Star Game, and, of course, we're celebrating. In fact, Friday, tomorrow, we are unveiling commemorative Liberty Bells two of them around the county. One's going to be at Curtin Village tomorrow morning, and I think at Center Furnace in the afternoon. Oh. So we'll kind of kick off the recognition of the big birthday next year.
Very cool.
So I think so. I think it's going to be a good year. We're adding more hotels. You know, so we've got to fill those guest rooms as well. And maybe some of that leakage I speak of will find a reason and have a opportunity to stay here in Happy Valley. But we're pretty excited about next year.
World Cup at Beaver Stadium. Come on. Come on.
It's under construction. You'll never do that.
Is that, yeah. Oh, is that, that's well,
of
the
course,
reason?
Of course. I mean, of course. But oh, I don't know. I mean, they're in major cities, you know, and it's, Lord knows what the incentives were. There'd have to have been incentives. I know we deal with incentives with all kinds of tournaments around here, and I'm sure it's the same with anything of that magnitude.
Yeah, but there's 100,000 seats here.
Yeah.
Cities don't have that.
Yeah, but they're in New York, Philly. Are they in D.C.?
Some of them may change, allegedly. Yeah. All right. The powers that be may change some locations.
Oh, no.
And it's political.
Well, I know. Isn't it next week or the following week they actually announce
the draw? Yes.
The draw.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting to see what teams are going to be performing down in Philly, because that'll tell us a lot as far as visitation to the state goes. So,
all right.
Well, but no, I think we had a good 25. Not quite. I don't think it's going to be quite at the levels of 24, and it's not because we didn't try. It's because we didn't have a Luke Combs concert. We're not having a playoff game. There was an extra day last year, February. We had the Olympic trials a year ago, so there were some events that didn't repeat, some large events that didn't repeat. But it was still a good year for tourism in Happy Valley in 25, and I think we'll do really well next year as well.
Look out, though, for the it'll be a big year in 2036 when we get the Olympic Games here.
Will it not? That's
the Olympic Games.
Are we not putting in an Olympic
Games? Let's see, what do we got? We got 10 years. We've got to build up an Olympic village with affordable housing, right, Jeff?
What could possibly go wrong?
Affordable housing there with the Olympic Village, i.e. Montreal, 76, right?
No. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be something, huh?
No.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the World Cup is sharing between, what is it, Central Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a regional competition for the Olympics.
Yeah, we could do Pittsburgh, Philly, State College.
That would be an incredible bid process.
It would indeed.
Unbelievable.
The Pennsylvania Olympics. Okay.
Yeah, Keystone.
All right, before Olympics, we let you go, I have to ask you this question. Now, certainly, I've been in your office a bunch of times. The free popcorn is really cool.
Yeah.
This whole Penn State football thing, you guys have got to be watching this.
Oh, yeah.
And nervous, angst,
no,
anxious? I mean, what?
I think like everybody else, you know, it's we're still getting over it. I don't think it was expected. I don't think the whole season was expected.
That's fair to say.
And what was it? We're talking about, what, the first 5 weeks? There was such a 180.
Yeah.
And it's almost taken us this amount of time to let it settle in. The football weekends probably account, a normal regular season, 7 games, not with a playoff game, it probably accounts for about 20% of what the hotel revenues are. Hmm. In just those 7 weeks.
For the year.
20% of their total
is
realized in those 7 weekends. Maybe throw in the blue-white weekend.
Yeah.
So naturally, you'd like to be a little more familiar with what's happening. But, you know, we work with the athletic department quite a bit. We know the people, that the leadership there. I'm very confident that they'll figure it out. And, you know, they know more. They know more. They know better than we do. But, yeah, the uncertainty and then the news earlier this week, and certainly wish Coach Franklin and whomever's going with him all the best down in Blacksburg. My brother graduated from Virginia Tech, so there is, like we were talking earlier, there's a seems to be a lot of connection
there
between
is,
the two.
For sure.
So, but we were also talking before we went on air, Penn State's never played Virginia Tech in football, which is unbelievable when you think.
They were scheduled, and COVID got in the way.
They were scheduled to play this
year. So isn't that amazing that he lands, of all the places that he could possibly go, he's going to a university that we have never played before.
That is wild.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, when something is that disruptive to the bell cow, so to speak. It's concerning, but I'm confident they'll figure it out, and you know, there'll be light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Okay, all right.
I have no inside knowledge, so don't ask that next question, Scott.
Yeah.
I can see that coming.
What do you know? The number of people that are pretty close to it that I think they're genuine, that are like, I don't know. and I won't get, but I mean, there are a lot of people wondering that you're like, well, you must have some inkling. And they're like, I really don't.
Schools are still playing. Yep. I mean, they have, I know it was in the beginning of the process when, the Nebraska coach was announced as a potential candidate.
Yep.
You know, it was like, circle this date on the calendar. he's coming to town. I wonder what that's going to look like on senior night. But, you know, things have kind of resolved themselves on the Nebraska side.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a new beginning for Penn State football. This is just, I don't think, going to be a Band-Aid. This is, I mean, full-fledged reorg, so to speak. But I'm, you know, with our association with the leadership in the athletic department, I'm very confident that they'll do a good job. They'll find the right mix, the right match, if you will, and we'll be good. We'll be Penn State, right?
Right.
We are.
That is
we are. If Captain Suey was here, he'd stand up and say we are.
Absolutely right?
Right. Isn't that the way it works?
That is.
All right. We'll go with that, Dave.
That's part of the expectation and anticipation of 26.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for the final. We don't even know the Big Ten conference schedule for next year. We're expecting that around championship weekend, early December. We know the out-of-conference home games.
Yep.
There's only two of them next year in September. I think we play on the road at Temple. But the rest of the seven? No. I don't know how many home games. And five conference games would be at home next year. We know the opponents. We just don't know when.
Yep.
And I know people are anxiously awaiting to find that out. But we should hear about that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dave, as always, we appreciate your time.
Well, it's a little, maybe, no, not quite. It's happy holidays to everybody, your listeners. Indeed. We appreciate your support throughout the year and kind of tooting the horn. And I hope we've entertained you with some interesting visitors over the months that we've been working together.
It's been terrific. It really has.
Yeah. I was on my way to Philly last Thursday. You had Matthew on about his That's an amazing story.
Unbelievable.
And that's just the type of stories that we have here in Happy Valley, and most people don't even realize it. So, happy holidays to all of you and your listeners, and we'll do it again. We still have some more visits.
In December.
Because there's still a lot of things going on, especially for locals. They're lighting the tree tonight. Victorian Christmas in Bellefonte will be happening. We have a half marathon here. The first weekend in December, that is one of the most challenging courses in America. People don't realize that. I remember showing that initially to Ironman, thinking, well, be easy. You got to run a half marathon anyway, so why don't you just use the course? And the reps from Ironman said, no, that might be a little too difficult for a triathlon.
Wow.
So, that's in the first weekend of December and first night. So there's a lot of things to do, and encourage all your listeners to shop local. Stay off the internet. Buy local. Buy here in Happy Valley.
Here,
we got great merchants and got to keep them going through the holidays.
Well, we had that internet outage a couple of days ago that knocked our stream off.
Yeah.
And a lot of other
solar
things.
Solar flares, or what was that?
Cloudflare was the name of the company.
They overwhelmed with.
So if you can knock out the internet, a lot of people will shop local, Dave. See what you can do on that.
Okay, I'll try to find the master switch. Right?
Yeah, good luck with
we'll
that.
We'll go dark for a weekend or so. Well, it's Black Friday in a week, right?
There you go.
But thanks a lot, guys. It's been great
this
year.
No, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
And I appreciate all the support and all the encouragement you have on tourism, because it's growing. It really is growing. We're the fastest growing tourist economy in this state since COVID.
No, and it's fun to see. It really is. Yeah. It's been fun to see. Yeah.